Welcome to Puritans Read, where we read aloud great Puritan works, authors, and biographies. Today, episode 5 of A Method for Prayer by Matthew Henry. Number 9. We must express the sense we have of our own meanness and unworthiness to draw near to God and speak to Him. But will God in very deed dwell with man upon the earth, that God, whom the heaven of heavens cannot contain, with man that is a worm, and the Son of Man that is a worm? Who are we, O Lord God, and what is our Father's house, that Thou hast brought us hitherto to present ourselves before the Lord, that we have seen through Christ an access by one Spirit unto the Father? And yet, as if this had been a small thing in thy sight, thou hast spoken concerning thy servants for a great while to come. And is this the manner of men, O Lord God? What is man that thou art thus mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him, and dost thus magnify him? Oh, let not the Lord be angry, if we that are but dust and ashes take upon us to speak unto the Lord of glory. We are not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shewed unto thy servants, nor is it meet to take the children's bread and cast it to such as we are. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table, and thou art rich in mercy to all that call upon thee. Number 10. We must humbly profess the desire of our hearts towards God as our felicity and portion, and fountain of life, and all good to us. Whom have we in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that we desire besides thee, or in comparison of thee. When our flesh and our heart fail, be thou the strength of our heart, and our portion forever, the portion of our inheritance in the other world, and of our cup in this. And then we will say that the lines are fallen unto us in pleasant places, and that we have a goodly heritage. The desire of our souls is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With our souls have we desired thee in the night, and with our spirits within us will we seek thee only. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth our soul after thee, O God. Our soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, who will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with us, and our prayer to the God of our life. Oh, that we may come hungering and thirsting after righteousness, for thou fillest the hungry with good things, but the rich thou sendest empty away. Oh, that our souls may thirst for thee, and our flesh long for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, that we may see thy power and thy glory as we have seen thee in the sanctuary. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Our souls shall be satisfied with that as with marrow and fatness, and then our mouths shall praise thee with joyful lips. 11. We must likewise profess our believing hope and confidence in God and his all-sufficiency in his power, providence, and promise. In thee, O God, do we put our trust. Let us never be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Truly our souls wait upon God. From him cometh our salvation. He only is our rock and our salvation. In him is our glory, our strength, and our refuge, and from him is our expectation. When refuge fails us, and none cares for our souls, we cry unto thee, O Lord, thou art our refuge and our portion in the land of the living. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We will trust in thy mercy, O God, forever and ever, and will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. We have hoped in thy word. O remember thy word unto thy servants, upon which thou hast caused us to hope. Number 12, we must entreat God's favorable acceptance of us and our poor performances. There may be many that say, who will shew us any good? But this we say, Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, and that shall put gladness into our hearts more than they whose corn and wine increaseth. We entreat thy favor with our whole heart, for in this we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of the Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer us, and be nigh unto us in all that which we call upon thee for. For thou never saidst to the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. Thou that hearest the young ravens which cry, be not silent to us, lest if thou be silent to us, we be like them that go down to the pit. Let our prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of our hands be acceptable in thy sight as the evening sacrifice. Number 13, we must beg for the powerful assistance and influence of the blessed Spirit of grace in our prayers. Lord, we know not what to pray for as we ought, but let thy Spirit help our infirmities and make intercession for us. O pour upon us the Spirit of grace and supplication, the Spirit of adoption, teaching us to cry, Abba, Father, that we may find in our hearts to pray this prayer. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead us, let them guide us to the holy hill and thy tabernacles, to God our exceeding joy. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall shew forth thy praise. Number 14, we must make the glory of God our highest end in all our prayers. This is that which thou, O Lord, hast said, that thou wilt be sanctified in them that come nigh unto thee, and before all the people thou wilt be glorified. We therefore worship before thee, O Lord, that we may glorify thy name. And therefore we call upon thee, that thou mayest deliver us, and we may glorify thee. For of thee, and through thee, and to thee are all things. Number 15. We must profess our entire reliance on the Lord Jesus Christ alone for acceptance with God, and come in his name. We do not present our supplication before thee for our righteousness, for we are before thee in our trespasses and cannot stand before thee because of them. But we make mention of Christ's righteousness, even of his only, who is the Lord, our righteousness. We know that even spiritual sacrifices are acceptable to God only through Christ Jesus. Nor can we hope to receive anything but what we ask of thee in his name. And therefore, make us accepted in the Beloved, that other angel, who put much incense to the prayers of saints and offers them up upon the golden altar before the throne. We come in the name of the great high priest who is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities and is therefore able to save to the uttermost all those that come to God by him, because he ever lives, making intercession. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, in whom thou hast, by a voice from heaven, declared thyself to be well pleased. Lord, be well pleased with us. In him. Chapter 2. of the second part of prayer, which is confession of sin, complaints of ourselves, and humble professions of repentance. Having given glory to God, which is his due, we must next take shame to ourselves, which is our due, and humble ourselves before him in the sense of our own sinfulness and vileness. And herein also we must give glory to him as our judge, by whom we deserve to be condemned, and yet hope, through Christ, to be acquitted and absolved. In this part of our work, number one, we must acknowledge the great reason we have to lie very low before God and to be ashamed of ourselves when we come into his presence and to be afraid of his wrath, having made ourselves both odious to his holiness and obnoxious to his justice. O our God, we are ashamed and blush to lift up our faces before thee, our God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up into the heavens. To us belong shame and confusion of face, because we have sinned against thee. Behold, we are vile. What shall we answer thee? We will lay our hand upon our mouth and put our mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope, crying with the convicted leper under the law, unclean, unclean. Thou puttest no trust in thy saints, and the heavens are not clean in thy sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, who drinketh iniquity like water? When our eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, we have reason to cry out, woe unto us, for we are undone. Dominion and fear are with thee. Thou makest peace in thy places. There is not any number of thine armies, and upon whom doth not thy light arise. How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Even thou, our God, art a consuming fire, and who knows the power of thine anger? If we justify ourselves, our own mouth shall condemn us. If we say we are perfect, that also shall prove us perverse. For if thou contend with us, we are not able to answer thee for one of a thousand. If we knew nothing by ourselves, yet were we not thereby justified. For he that judgeth us is the Lord, who is greater than our hearts and knows all things. But we ourselves know that we have sinned, Father, against heaven and before thee, and are no more worthy to be called thy children. This concludes episode 5 of A Method for Prayer by Matthew Henry.